Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Uganda is a blessed nation. And to see that Uganda is blessed, I want us to celebrate a couple of things. Number one, the people of Uganda. Do you know that the people of Uganda have been called the friendliest people in Africa? I'm telling you, Ugandans, we are so friendly, we are hospitable. When you travel around Africa, you will really get to know. When you come back to Uganda, you just feel the warmth and the friendliness. It's only in Uganda where you're going to ask for directions and people are going to kindly give them to you. In some places, you get robbed. In Uganda, we even walk you there. You guys are amazing people. Give your neighbor a hand clap. Ugandans, you're beautiful people. Very hospitable, very friendly. Do you know that Ugandans have been called the most enterprising people in the whole world? Interesting. But do you know that Uganda has 56 different tribes and people groups? And some of you may say, Pastor Brian, is that a strength? It is a strength. Diversity is a gift from God. We have people in Uganda that are really dark, and we have those that are really light, and we have those that are in between, still deciding which side they fall on. We have those people who speak very quickly, but we have those people who speak with such grace. We have those that are really tall, and we have those that are sweet and low. We have different kinds of people in our nation. Uganda is a blessed country. Uganda is a blessed country. We've been blessed with great natural resources and wealth. And I want to read you some. I landed on this, and I couldn't believe it. Listen, copper, cobalt, tungsten, beryllium, bismuth, columbite, tantalite, lynx, zinc. By the way, these are not tongues. These are real. Lithium, tin, iron ores, platinum, uranium, gypsum, and salts, and feldspar, quartz, pozzolana. Did you know that those things exist in Uganda? All these natural resources. God has blessed us. Give him praise. Give him glory. We are a blessed country. God has blessed us. And no matter what's going on around, friends, let's not remember. Let's not forget we are blessed. Let's always remember we are blessed. Did you know that Uganda is the home to the tree climbing lions? They're only found in Uganda. Did you know that? Some of you didn't know that. You're saying, what? Tree climbing lions only found in Uganda. Do you know that Uganda hosts 370 of the 790 mountain gorillas in the whole world? Uh-huh. Did you know that the source of the River Nile is in Uganda? Oh, you knew that one. Okay, that's good. I'm telling you, we have thousands of species of birds. In fact, more than 1,000 species. We are a blessed country. Come on, let's give God praise. God has been good to us. Oh, one of the things I celebrate about the nation of Uganda is our great Christian heritage. With the coming of the missionaries, the gospel came to Uganda, and the missionaries built schools and hospitals and brought lots of services to the country of Uganda. And through that, people were able to receive the gospel and give their lives to Jesus Christ. Fast forward, we see the East African revival that happened, began in southwestern Uganda, in Chigezi, and it began to affect our culture as Uganda. In fact, it changed the way we name our children and give names in our country. Did you know we no longer give children names like Makama Zivu? Difficult names, and those names that speak about a difficult home and a difficult future. We now give names like Kamgisha, Abaho, beautiful names though. I'm telling you, we are a blessed country. And we've seen lots of Christians rise up to places of influence as God continues to position believers to steer this nation where God wants it to go. I'm telling you, friends, God is at work in our city. God is at work in our nations. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise in the house today. And you know what? It is when we begin to sit down and count our blessings one by one that the spirit of fear and anxiety will be broken over this nation. We will rise up with a boldness and we will speak words of life and hope over this nation. And indeed, we will see healing come to the city and to the nation. This is what Winston Churchill said, and we had it in the news. This is what he said after he traveled across Africa. He said, "My journey is at an end. The tale is told, and the reader who has followed so faithfully and so far has a right to ask what message I bring back. It can be stated in three words: concentrate on Uganda." My counsel plainly is this: concentrate upon Uganda. Nowhere else in Africa will a little money go so far. Nowhere else will the result be more brilliant, more substantial, all more rapidly realized. Uganda is from end to end one beautiful garden where the staple food of the people grows almost without labor. Does it not sound like paradise on earth? It is the pearl of Africa. Come on, let's give God praise for our nation, Uganda. We are a blessed nation. Now, I know some of you are seated and you're saying, but Pastor Brian, you must be walking in denial. I'm not walking in denial. I know that we have some issues as a nation. Corruption, injustice, sexual immorality. We're facing some real giants in our land. But that reminds me of Moses and the nation of Israel as they were getting ready to go into the promised land. God had spoken to Abraham in Genesis 12 when he called him and said, I will show you. He said, I want you to follow me. I'm going to lead you to a place. I will show you. We now know that that was the land of Canaan that God had promised to give to the children of Israel. Now Moses stands at a place where they need to first spy the land before they go into the land. That's why I want us to turn together. Let's turn together to Numbers chapter 13. We're going to read together from verse 17 to 33. Interesting portion of scripture. We see them getting ready to spy the land that God promised that he would give to them. And so, in verse 17, Bible says, then he, Moses, sent them out to explore the land. He had 12 spies that he was sending out. He sent them out to explore the land of Canaan, and he instructed them, go up from here through the Negev, then ascend to the hill country, see what the land is like. Observe whether the people who live there are strong or weak, or whether they are few or numerous. Look to see whether the land where they live is good or bad, and whether the cities in which they live are merely tents or if they're fortified. Examine the farmland, whether it is fertile or barren, and see if there are fruit-bearing trees in it or not. Be very courageous and bring back some samples of the fruit of the land. As it was, that time of the year was the season for the first fruits of the grape harvest. So they went to explore the land from the wilderness of Zin to Rehob and as far as the outskirts of Hamath. They went through the Negev and reached Hebron, where Ahiman, Sheshal, and Talmai, the descendants of Anak, lived. Hebron had been constructed 7 years before Zoan in Egypt had been built. Soon they arrived in the valley of Eshcol, where they cut a single branch of grapes and carried it on a pole between two men, all along with some pomegranates and figs. The entire place was called Eshcol Valley on account of the cluster of grapes that the men of Israel had taken from there. At the end of 40 days, they all returned from exploring the land. He came into Moses and Aaron and delivered their report to the entire congregation of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back their report to the entire congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. We arrived at the place where you've sent us. And it clearly does flow with milk and honey. Furthermore, this is its fruit. Except that the people who have settled in the land are strong and their cities are greatly fortified. We also saw the descendants of Anak. Amalek lives throughout the Negev, while the Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites, and these are people groups, live in the hill country. The Canaanites live by the sea and on the bank of the Jordan. Caleb silenced the people on Moses' behalf and responded, let's go and take control because we can definitely conquer it. We can't attack those people, the men who were with him said, because they're too strong compared to us. So they put out this false report to the Israelis about the land that they had explored. The land that we've explored is one that devours its inhabitants. All the people whom we observed were giants. We also saw the Nephilim, the descendants of Anak. Compared to the Nephilim, as we see things, we are like grasshoppers, and that's their opinion of us. I love this portion of scripture, because it tells us of a situation where we find ourselves as the city of Kampala, the nation of Uganda. We know we are a blessed nation. It is a fact that we're a blessed nation. It is the truth that Uganda is blessed by God. But we stand at a crossroads because we see some real giants in the land. There are some things that when we begin to think about them, we fear. We think we're like grasshoppers. When we look at corruption, injustice, the increasing levels of immorality, we might say, man, we are finished as a nation. Because these things are terrifying. And for many people, that's what they see. They are more aware of what is failing than of what God is doing in this nation. And so their response is fear, anxiety, and hopelessness. And I know many of us are in that place. And so the 10 spies came back with that report. And said there's giants in the land. But when I was reading that portion of scripture, I realized this. In their final words, this is what they say in verse 33. Compared to the Nephilim, as we see things, through their own lenses, through the things that they experienced and through the facts on the ground, as we see things, we are like grasshoppers, and that's their opinion of us. Now, was that their opinion of them? Or was that a false report? It was a false report. They said we are like grasshoppers, and that's what they think about us. Because sometimes you see what fear does is that it causes you to lose perspective. You begin to believe what we read in the newspapers and what we see on social media. And before you know it, our perspective of our nation, Uganda, is formed by what we read. But can I introduce you to two other men, Joshua and Caleb, who are part of the spying team? Caleb said, let's go and conquer the land because we can definitely do it. And he did this because he was fully convinced that God, who had said he would give them the land of Canaan, would actually give it to them. His perspective was not of fear. His perspective was of faith. He stood on the word of God and he said, you know what? We can conquer the land. And friends, I want to encourage you this morning. Be like Joshua and Caleb. Be like those who have faith, bold belief in Jesus and his word concerning Uganda, that you know what, it doesn't matter what is going on around us. Uganda is a blessed nation, and Uganda will arise to be all that God wants it to be. Because we do not see our nation with the eyes of fear, but with the eyes of faith. Because facts can create fear. But we do not live by facts. We live by faith. And faith is not living in denial. That is why we prayed about our nation this morning. We know what is going on. But you know what? Our response to whatever is going on in our nation should be faith. Lord, Uganda is in your hands. Lord, you are the God of this nation. And as long as Uganda is in your hands, you will carry us through and you bring us to a good place. Are your hearts full of fear? Are you anxious? We can find peace in Jesus. You know what? Our country has been in a similar place before. Through battle and through lots of challenges, HIV AIDS hitting Uganda like a time bomb. But you know what? It is the Lord that carried us through. And you know what? It will be the Lord that will carry us through today. Have faith and believe in him. Trust him. Let us commit our nation into his hands. Because you know what? Uganda is blessed. And we want to continue to enjoy the blessing of God in this nation. So as God's people, let us infect our country with a new language, with a new attitude, with a new perspective of faith, of thanksgiving, yes, of prayer, believing that God who sits on the throne in heaven is watching over our land. So, because you and I love Uganda, this is what we are going to do. Real quickly, three simple things. This is what we are going to do. Because I love Uganda, because you love Uganda, we will honor. We are choosing to take a new language. Ours is not going to be negativity. We're not going to be pulling people down. We're not going to be fronting political parties and all of that. Ours is going to be a language of honor where we lift up one another. We encourage one another. We show one another what the future is going to be. Ours is not going to be a language of bickering and of gossiping. We're not going to go on social media and replicate posts that say our country is finished. We are going to choose a different language. We're going to honor Uganda. We're not going to say Uganda is a God-forsaken country. We're going to say Uganda is blessed. We're choosing a new language. We are going to infect our city with a new language, the language of honor. You know what, Watoto Church, we can no longer be part of the crowd that is spreading a bad report and a false report about this nation. We're going to tell the world what is the truth. We are blessed. And that God is in charge. We're going to honor God. And we're going to honor one another. The Bible says that the power of life and death is in our tongue in Proverbs 18:21. But you know what, Romans 12:10 tells us this. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. You know what? Let's not pull down each other's tribes. Let's not pull down people. Let's lift up people. Let's encourage people. You know, you may have challenges in your family because your allegiance is to different political parties. This should be in our past. Let our attitude, because we love Uganda, be an honoring attitude. Let's honor one another. Let's not attack one another. Let's not stab each other in the back. Let's choose a new language. Honor. Honor. Let's speak well of our nation. Let's speak life of our nation, Uganda. But you know what? Secondly, not only are we going to honor, we are going to steward. I love Uganda. You love Uganda. So together we will steward Uganda. We are going to rightly handle the nation that God has given to us. And you know what? In every office, let us steward. When we are drawing up policies for this nation, because I know some of you sit in real places where you determine the policies that govern this country. Hey, you are not doing this on your behalf. You are doing this on behalf of Jesus. Steward this nation. Steward the resources well. Steward the people of Uganda. Well, you know what? We have a great future, but we won't get there if we are breaking things down. Let us instead steward. Let's give our very best. Let's steward our families. Man, God has given us children, the next generation of Uganda. Let's raise them well. Let's raise them with a love for this country, Uganda. Say, you know what? Uganda is a gift from God to me. Therefore, I'll treat Uganda right. You know what? Let's steward this nation. Matthew 25 is the parable of the talents. And you can go home and read it. Because of time, I'm going to rush through it. But what I get from the story of the parable of the talents is this. Is that for every single one of us, God has given us something. We all have a stake in the nation of Uganda. We shouldn't be running away from Uganda. We need to be here investing in Uganda and building Uganda up to be what God wants it to be. We each have a stake. Therefore, let's steward Uganda right. You know, in Genesis 25, the Bible tells us about Esau and Jacob. Esau was so taken up by his hunger. He even used this phrase, I feel like I'm about to die. And he sold his birthright. You know, sometimes our emotions can distract us. We're not going to give in to fear. Church, I want to encourage you, let's not give in to fear and into anxiety. Let's trust God. And let's give our very best wherever He has blessed us. And you know what? We're not building Uganda just for now. We're building Uganda for the future. And finally, not only are we going to steward, we're going to make sure that we share our faith. Because you know what? The hope of Uganda is Jesus Christ. That's why we need to be telling people about Jesus. Because as many people submit their hearts to Jesus, we are going to begin to see real change, real transformation. Because you know what? We can draw up the best policies, but they'll never change a person's heart. It is only Jesus that can change our hearts, and by that, change this nation. It is urgent, my friend, that we tell people about Jesus. People are living in fear and in anxiety. There's so much pressure. And yet Jesus says, come on, cast your burden unto me. Give me your life. Let me lead you. Let me take care of you. What Uganda needs, like Gary said, is not another political leader. We need Jesus.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope this message has inspired you to spread the love of Jesus. If you would love to know more information about us, please visit www.watotochurch.com.